give me again a sense in terms of those people who are hooked on drugs, who are not able to function because of alcoholism or drug dependency, and what that world is like.
Well, I think for us, this is most stark. We can see it most starkly in terms of the people who come into custody now and how that's changed into our custody suite. So people that we had arrest and bring in. It is unusual now to find individuals who don't have some form of warning on our systems, and that can be around suicidal tendencies, attempted suicide, or it can be in respect of a drug dependency issue, alcohol dependency issue, or mental health. Those critical issues are becoming more and more prevalent, certainly in the individuals that we are dealing with. And that's very stark in our custody suites. And it's very difficult with these statistics to find a comparator into GB, because people, unfortunately, are measuring these things differently. But we we needn't console ourselves. Oh, well, it's better here than Great Britain. It's not. And in some readings of the statistics, it's probably worse here.
Is that hard drugs, or what are we talking about?
Well, I don't believe in the expression hard drugs. Drugs are drugs. And it's not just, illicit drugs from cannabis onwards, but also then the abuse of medicine, prescription medicine as well. And with really tragic consequences as well. People are taking a concoction of drugs, not really knowing what's going to be the overall impact, and place themselves in very life-risking situations, as we see almost. And there's a steady, really regrettably, what was very unusual, people dying from drug overdose, has become almost a weekly occurrence now.
Say that again?
Well, what was at one time...
People dying from drug overdose is a weekly occurrence?
Yes, it is, yes. And what happens, don't all get reported. They're not in the public consciousness. And sometimes individuals die in a public place, and we've seen that recently in fast food outlets, etc. And that goes into the public domain. But more often, people die on their own.
The revealing part, I think, of this interview between us today is here you have, a radio presenter that I'm in contact with people every day because of the job I do, and with stories every day. So I think I understand Northern Ireland quite well, and yet I don't. What's revealing today is my naivety, and maybe the naivety of quite a few people listening to this, in that I think they will be shocked by that. And yet the police are saying you're seeing this.
Well, it is shocking. And I know that you started off with 2012 to 2017, and it just feels very different now from 2012. And, practically for our police officers out on the ground, it feels very different. And
why though, Drew? What is different?
Well, I honestly don't know, I can't put a finger on what has happened within our society, but certainly it does relate to the abuse of drugs and the widespread availability of a whole range of drugs.